This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alison Tron.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
WFAN. Wake your asses up. Al Cintron on the Fan. Then I'm going to join the show, 888-808-1019. Thank you for that one, Paulie, again. I needed that laugh. Giants still suck. Jets still suck. The Knicks are rolling. But I have more breaking news. I know Blake Snell just signed with the Dodgers. 5 years, $182 million. Blah, 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 deferred money. I have some more breaking news. The Dodgers have also signed Anthony Santander. They've also signed Willie Adames. They've also signed my grandmother to DH. They've also signed my dad to be the bullpen catcher. I mean, they're just signing everyone. They're just signing everyone. I'll tell you one guy who's not going to take deferred money. I've been saying it for a long time. Juan Soto. And that's the important name around here. I know some shows are not allowed to say the name. I can. I don't make money like that to put $20 in a pot. So it's all good. Juan Soto is still the big fish out there. Now, I know the Yanks were in on Blake Snell, according to reports. The Orioles and Red Sox as well. The Red Sox will now turn their attention to Max Fried. So that's the Yankees issue to worry about. But the Dodgers are the Mets issue. The Dodgers are the National League problem, not the American League's problem until the World Series. National League teams like the Braves and the Phillies and the Cubs and the Padres and the Mets, that's their problem. It's the Dodgers. Dodgers are not the Yankees' problem in the grand scheme of things. The Yankees got to the World Series last year, lost to the Dodgers. But what is Steve Cohen going to do now? The ball's in his court. What is he going to do? Is he going to flex his muscles? You know, when he was hired, when he bought the team, you know, he pretty much told not to spend like a drunken sailor, and he hasn't, even though they had the top payroll in the league, but he hasn't really gone nuclear when it comes to spending. Well, Steve, if you're listening, on behalf of all Mets fans, nuke it up. Nuke it up. Go get Corbin Burns. When it's time, when it's the time to do it in January, go get Sasaki. I know he can't get the billions and billions of dollars. He could only get the limited amount of money that's available per each team. Mentioned last show that Sasaki's camp was not happy with him automatically. You know, the reports he's going to be a Dodger automatically. They weren't happy with that. But now they have Blake Snell, the Dodgers, that is. They got Tyler Glasnow, who's pretty much built out of, you know, plastic. He's always injured. Otani comes back to start this year. Yamamoto. And then whoever the hell they want to be the fifth starter. The Dodgers. They're loaded. They're loaded. They were loaded last year. And they were called on demand. And they won the World Series. So now what do you do? What do you do if you're Steve Cohen? I brought up alternatives. And now this is with Juan Soto. Go sign Juan Soto, duh. And don't stop there. You're going to need a first baseman. I don't think the Mets are going to give Pete 5 or 6 years. Not happening. So there's a guy out there that's available via trade, Cody Bellinger. He could also play the outfield when he needs to. Keep Vientos at third. I know I was all for moving Vientos from third to first when Pete goes, and Mauricio at third. But leave Vientos where he's most comfortable, and that's at third base. But the Mets, the Dodgers are the Mets' problem, and everybody in the National League as well. This deferred money thing, I know people are upset. Hey, the Dodgers are doing everything within the rules. Don't be mad at the Dodgers for doing it. I know it sucks, but that's not their fault. They also have the palm trees and Hollywood and all the women in thongs and in plastic and all other BBL nonsense out in L.A. They have all of that to sell the players. The glitz and glamour, the lights. Well, New York City is not too shabby itself. There are some girls that look like that over here. Not too shabby themselves, New York City. Let's see what Steve Cohen and the Mets do. Let's see which direction they go. There are moves to be made. We don't know what kind of trades the Mets can pull off. Listen, they've operated in silence since the day Steve Cohen took over. Nothing leaks. Nothing. So it was a couple days ago. It was the anniversary when the Mets signed, you know, Marte, Canna, and Escobar all in one day. That was $120-some million in one day of signings. I said last show that the winter meetings, that the MLB hot stove was about to start heating up. And the news earlier yesterday was for five teams, it's down to for Juan Soto, five teams. The Red Sox, the Jays, the Dodgers, the Mets, and the Yankees. And I know a lot of Mets fans are worried that he's going to go to the Dodgers. I don't think that's happening. I've said from the jump, it's not happening. Obviously, Boris has to keep the Dodgers involved in the conversations to drive the price up. People think the Mets are being used. I don't. I've said it since last season. The Mets are legit in the Soto sweepstakes. In fact, I even put my neck on the line. I said, he's going to be a Met. Do I still feel that way? Yeah, I still feel that way. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll own it. Well, until I'm told otherwise, I'll own it. But now the five teams are out there. I said, by the weekend, you'll probably hear the numbers will start to come out. After the holiday, the numbers start to come out. And the latest, the first day of winter meetings, Juan Soto will be signed. And I still believe it's the Mets. Use me all you want. At the end of the day, when Steve Cohen gets that final number, it'll be up to him to up the ante. And he will. How many years in a row can you be left in, you know, hanging? How many years in a row can you be the bridesmaid? How many years in a row can you finish second or third to an organization? The Dodgers last year beat to the punch you Yamamoto. The Dodgers beat you with Ohtani. Ohtani didn't even take a meeting. The Dodgers beat you in the NLCS six games. How many times do you want to lose to the Dodgers?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I know people say this is bad for baseball. This is bad for baseball. Well, guess what? How about the other teams start spending? How about the other teams get creative? The Dodgers are doing what their fans want them to do, what every fan base wants their team to do, their ownership to do. Do whatever it takes to win. That's what the Steinbrenner Yankees used to do. George Steinbrenner, that is. Not Hal. The George Steinbrenner Yankees used to do that. And I respected the hell out of George Steinbrenner for doing that. He wanted something. He went after it. Most times he got what he wanted. It didn't work out a lot of time, but hey, he went for it. You want your owner to give you the right players, to give you the tools to succeed. And that's what the Dodgers are doing for Dave Roberts, who's now a two-time champion. I don't crap all over that COVID World Series because it's still a championship. The same way if the Mets won that championship, I'd be happy. Same way if the Knicks won a bubble championship, I would have been happy. So I don't crap all over those championships. It's funny. Both LA teams won during the COVID seasons. The Lakers and the Dodgers. But let's see what Steve Cohen does now. Now that they've lost out. I mean, now that the Dodgers have signed Blake Snell. As far as the Yankees go, you lost out on Blake Snell. I know Yankee fans would be interested to know what happened. Like what the offer was. I haven't seen anything about that, what the Yankees offer was. But Snell signed with the Dodgers. So now what do the Yankees do? Where do they go? They still need a first baseman. They still need a third baseman. Still waiting on Juan Soto. As a Yankee fan, I'd be encouraged that you were in on Blake Snell. Because not only were you in on Blake Snell, but you're still in on Juan Soto. So that shows you that Hal's going to spend. So that's good news for Yankee fans. Very optimistic news for Yankee fans. But you still have holes to fill yourselves. And if I'm the Yankees or the Mets, I'm doing whatever I have to do to put a winning product on the field. I don't care. Both owners have come out and said they're going to spend, so spend away. There's plenty of options out there. Nolan Arenado said he's willing to go to first base to help a team, a contending team. Yankees need a first baseman. He still can be productive at the plate. Still productive at the plate. I said check in on Vlad Guerrero. Check in on Cody Bellinger. Cody Bellinger would be the perfect Yankee. First base with that porch, lefty hitter. Hitting homers in the upper tank. He'd be perfect in a Yankee uniform at Yankee Stadium. His father, former Yankee as well. Both New York teams won't disappoint their fans. Regardless if you get Juan Soto or not, what this has shown me the news today, yesterday I should say that just broke, is that the Yankees are going to spend. So that's good news for Yankee fans to see that. And I believe the Mets will do the same thing as well. I am not concerned. I am not worried. Did I want Blake Snell? 5 years, 182. I see the jokes. He's only going to pitch five innings. But he was fantastic second half of the season. You can say, well, they were out of it. He got into camp late. Another Boris Klein that got into camp late. And I said in previous shows that, listen, Scott Boras has a lot of egg on his face from last offseason. Do you think he's going to let his clients go to another offseason of that? And that is why I believe, and I've been saying it for a while now, that Juan Soto will be signed no later than the first day of winter meetings. And I believe during the winter meetings, by the last day, Pete Alonso will be signed as well. I believe Corbin Burns as well. Snell didn't wait for Burns. And the Dodgers might have tipped their hand signing Snell. Now, getting that top-of-the-line pitcher, knowing that maybe Sasaki is not going to come here. And, Sasaki's camp did come out and say they weren't happy about the Dodgers stuff. They weren't. But Mets fans and Yankee fans, how are you feeling about this? Yankee fans, are you happy to know that your team was in on Snell? Does that give you hope that they'll be in on everybody else? That they'll go do whatever it takes, go the extra mile for Juan Soto? And if they miss out on Juan Soto, do you think they'll still go above and beyond spending, getting an Anthony Santander, trading for Cody Bellinger, signing a Willy Adames and maybe moving to third? Who do Phillies are in on? The Phillies are in on Bregman as well. I said no to Bregman for the Mets and the Yankees because an 11-year deal that's been reported out there. No thanks to that. No thanks, Alex Bregman, 11 years. I'm good. So should Yankee fans and Mets fans. We're good. But there are guys out there to be had. There are players out there to be signed. And there are deals to be made. There are guys on a final year of their deal who are going to get moved most likely because teams can't afford them. Or teams are not willing to go above and beyond. Like the Mets. Like the Dodgers. like the Phillies, like the Red Sox, who look like they're in it now. They finally woke up after being asleep the last couple seasons. They're awake, like the Blue Jays, who had a ton of money to spend last year, stored that money, have a hole burning in their pockets, looking to spend. Hot stove is heating up, and it's about damn time. 888-808-1019, Al Cintron on the Fan, back after this.